Well, good morning, everyone. It's wonderful to see all of you today and have this opportunity to study God's Word as we worship and share the things that we have already shared in praising God and glorifying Him. I want to talk to us just a little bit this morning about the responsibility to singing. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body. And be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Let's concentrate with ourselves on the words of Paul and some other words that we will find in Scripture. But these words are found in Colossians 3:16. But let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace or thanksgiving in your heart to the Lord. Everything that we do and say represents Christ. We live under His authority, and we should hunger and thirst for the spiritual nourishment of the Word of God. We come together to admonish one another, teach one another, and we sing to one another, and we give thanks to God for everything. We do not let the word of Christ dwell in us richly by avoiding other Christians. Paul said that. The word dwells in us richly when we are teaching one another and admonishing one another through the word of God. And that word alone. Not my word, not Jeff's word, the word of God. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body. And be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. You know, there's a kind of sadness when people that may be tone deaf, they miss so much of the beauty of expressions in any language. But for the most part, the vocalization of music is what they miss the most. And there are those who don't try to sing. They miss the joy that comes from music, the joy that expresses thanksgiving and praise to God. We should all give our very best effort in all that we do because of what God has chosen to glorify Himself. The language of music is a language of its own. Let's ask ourselves a question. Why do we sing? Well, we sing to tell God thank you, for one thing. And in doing that, we sing to praise Him for the gifts that He has given us, to honor Him and glorify Him. And we do that together in our assembly. And that builds us up, and it enriches our relationships with one another. As the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humbleness, meekness, long-suffering. These have to do with our relationship with one another, that is so very much vital and in unity. In our coming together, our singing together, in our worship, do we realize that when the preacher is talking, not everybody is talking at once? In fact, the Apostle Paul warned even the ones with spiritual gifts about talking at once and how confusing that could be. And when we pray, we all pray, and we pray together in unity. But there's one that leads that prayer actively and openly, like Brother Douglas did a little while ago. We take the Lord's Supper together, but its significance is found in the individual heart of each one of us as we reflect on Christ. But outwardly and openly, what is the worship that we do together? It's singing, isn't it? I love to hear the little children sing towards the back as I'm setting up to the front. It is something that I will never tire of. I love them. But we sing together. And those thousands around the throne of God in Revelation chapter 5 did that together. And what a wonderful event that may have been and will be for you and me as John sees it eternally. While we are thinking of the language of our singing together and how it is speaking to each of us, speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. I enjoy coffee. I love to be together sometimes with my good wife at the coffee shop and enjoy most things that we do together. And I love to be together with our family and have a meal together. And you do too. And when I tell Patty that I'm so glad we can be together doing something together, what that really says is that she means a lot to me. She means much to me. She means everything to me. And in some ways, it says that I love her. And when you want to be with your family, you tell your family that you want to be together with them. And that means you love them. that you want to be with them. And I'm suggesting to us that that's true with God and God's people, God's family. What does singing do for us? Well, it brings us together. It unites us. It unites us outwardly as we speak in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to each other. And God wants us to come together on each first day of the week and teach and admonish each other, so wonderful things can take place in our worship together. So what does spiritual singing do for you and me? Let's think together three things. Singing tells everyone of our faith. It tells everyone of my faith. It speaks to what I believe and how I want to express that belief to God. Turn with me in your Bibles to Psalm number 96. If I were a Jew in the synagogue, the time before Jesus, I would say, turn to Psalm number 96. Oh, sing unto the Lord, it says, a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all people. The singing is to proclaim or declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all people. You see, God wants us to confess our faith and confess our love for him. And singing does that. Singing motivates us to express our faith and to tell others about Jesus and what he has done for us. Maybe sometimes we think that we are being modest in our singing about our ability to sing, or maybe our inability to sing, or maybe we're hiding or covering up and not thinking that we need to be expressing our faith in our singing. You remember what the Apostle Paul said, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Secondly, singing sustains us. When maybe sometimes we experience difficulties in life, and even difficulty in our daily walk with God, spiritually, I mean, we all have difficult things to experience in this life. Surprising things sometimes that maybe catch us off guard. Have you ever been reminded by one of the gospel songs that we sing together in our church service that maybe brought you back to a troubled state of mind that you was once maybe in? Does Jesus care? What a beautiful song that is. God will take care of you, the song says. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing to me of heaven. Wonderful songs. You might want to think back when we're thinking that these hymns of praise to God encourage us when we're experiencing difficulties in this life. Turn with me to Mark chapter 14. Mark chapter 14 and verse 26. Jesus had just finished the Lord's Supper with his disciples, and he is now facing the most terrible, agonizing thing of all of his many trials on earth. And what does he do just right before they leave the meal and go out to the Mount of Olives? He and his disciples sing a hymn. And wouldn't it be great to be able to listen to their singing singing that hymn together, maybe on a tape or a CD, our most latest technology. And it seems that the telling of that song in Mark chapter 14 is surely intended to give us strength, as it gave him strength to spiritually worship God. Having those songs in our minds and in our hearts gives us comfort in times of difficulty. And we need to remember that. And thirdly, in our singing together, we affirm our love and we want to personally glorify God. Another psalm, Psalm 98. It's in the same general area of that Jewish hymn book. Psalm number 98. The psalmist says, "Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shown in the sight of all the nations. He has remembered his mercy and his truth towards the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God." To glorify God is a wonderful ability that he has given to each of us. And one of the ways he has given us to express that is through our singing together. Do you remember Acts 16, where Paul and Silas are in the jail at Philippi? Do you believe it was just a coincidence that it was while they were singing together spiritual songs that their chains were loosed? It could be easily said that singing literally set them free from their discouragement, maybe, from the depression of being thrown in prison and stop from doing all the good work that they were doing for the Lord. But you and me, singing can help free us from the sorrow of guilt, from the temptation free to enjoy life. It can help us finish the course and help us to anticipate hope. We need to see our singing exactly like that. Psalm number 95. Again, the same grouping of psalms in the hymn book. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills, the height of the hills is also. How very much beautiful and very much meaningful. Singing can tell of our faith and sustain us in our difficulties. And it glorifies God when we do this. So we must not diminish the importance of singing in the worship service to God. Let each of us teach and admonish one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. If you would happen to be here this morning and be not a Christian, we encourage you to think on the beautiful things that God has given us. And don't you want to glorify him in your life by serving and worshiping him? By obeying his son and serving him throughout your life. That's your opportunity as we stand together and sing and glorify God.